Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
So last night, I had the opportunity to attend the James Taylor concert at Blossom Music Center. And I like James Taylor. I've probably seen James Taylor 10, 11 times in my life. And terrific. He's now 77 years old. He's not quite, you know, James Taylor of 30 years ago, but his music still holds. The music itself was phenomenal. James' voice isn't quite what it used to be. He's 77. You know, we all get it. But it was a great show and a really nice time.
I did have one brush with fame with him. Indians were playing the Red Sox in Boston. He was singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And he was standing right next to me. And
tall dude.
I wanted to say hi, but I just was like.
You didn't.
I didn't.
He could play Abraham Lincoln in a revival of Lincoln or something.
I'll buy that. He's so good, though.
So he's there. Andy, this one's for you.
Okay, good. Okay.
I was fortunate enough.
Birthday.
I went with my wife and some friends of ours.
Okay.
And we were fortunate enough to be sitting in the pavilion, even on a hot, steamy night. It was, you know, still nice to. I like watching a concert as well as just listening to it, so I enjoyed that. And it wasn't very crowded at first. We sat down in time for the opening act, and by the time
It a comfortable crowd then?
Oh. It was by the time that James was singing. You know, there were people around us.
Okay, again, okay? I'm sorry. If you said this, I apologize because I missed it. Were you on the lawn or were you in the pavilion?
Pavilion.
Okay, you're in the pavilion. Okay,
so. These folks come down and they end up sitting right next to me. I was sitting on the end of our group of four. And a young lady's next to me. And I don't know, 30s.
Okay.
Okay. So, she knows James Taylor because her parents love James Taylor, right? That kind of thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever been next to this person?
Okay.
You remember the Seinfeld episode of The Heckler? And Kramer was dating some gal and took her to Jerry's show. Oh. And Jerry was like, you know, what is it about the subway? You know, you get on the subway and all of a sudden, and she's like, yes, I know you're going to talk about the woman. Yes, I get that all the time. And she just kept interjecting the whole time.
Oh, no. And you were sitting next to
this
her?
This woman last night.
She doesn't know who you
at
are,
the
right?
James Taylor. Why would she? This woman at the fan. James Taylor concert running commentary all night long. Running commentary.
Had she had like one of the $20 margaritas out there?
Her arms were extended up above her head a good portion of the time with a drink in her hand.
So I
was afraid I was going to get a bath. Thought I was going to get doused with whatever it was she was drinking. And she's just running commentary. You know, so like a song ends and she's like, oh, I love that song. It might be my favorite. Fire and Rain, though. Fire and Rain is really good. I think Fire and Rain's kind of a sad song. It's like somebody died or something like that. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Yes, she died.
Oh,
I'm thinking,
God.
Come on. And then all of a sudden he starts firing it up. And she's like, legend, legend. Oh, he's a legend. And he starts, you know, singing. And she's like, oh, my God, he's so good. He's so good. Well, he's sick. I'm like, okay, just stop. Please stop. Running commentary, James talked about Carole King. Legend, Carole, legend. I love Carole King. You Got a Friend might be my favorite. Well, Carolina on My Mind is the best. But You Got a Friend. Nonstop.
Oh, did he play Shower of the People?
Nonstop. Of course he did.
Okay. He played all his hits, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Almost every one of them. And then.
You know, like, the worst line
like
in the concert
he would go hug. You know, hug somebody, and she's like, oh, that's so cute. I love him. He's just terrific.
Oh
my God, he's never sounded better. And I'm thinking, he's 77. He sounded a lot better.
And you didn't say anything back?
I didn't say a word. I didn't say, Miss, could you stop talking? Because, and the obligatory, now keep in mind, most of the crowd probably gets ARP, AARP, delivered to the house.
100%, yeah.
Okay? And so, like, in the middle of songs, the obligatory, oh, the howling and screaming.
She was howling, too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jeff.
Top of her lungs, screaming.
Do you have an age range here again?
She's probably in her 30s. And she had a guy friend next to her, and she was, he didn't
Did
say.
Did he look miserable?
Yes.
And he was like, oh, man.
He didn't say a word.
He's but like,
she
hey,
isn't
that
stop.
Phelps? Isn't that Phelps from Baskin and Phelps?
She didn't stop.
He is taking one for the team.
And then at the end of
that,
the show.
Is that the guy from the Whoop-Dee-Doo Sports Review?
That's right.
At the end of the show, we're walking out, and I said to the guys I was with, my wife and the other couple, I said, did you guys catch the gal sitting next to me? Well, I was sitting next to my friend, and the gals were sitting on his left.
Mm-hmm.
And the gals
stand next to your wife.
The gals, well, I went in first, and I that's the way that everybody sat.
Wow.
So it's okay. I see my wife a lot. I don't see my friends.
No, but often. I like to enjoy the.
Well,
the
I get it. Yeah, but there you go.
Okay.
And the gals said no, they didn't really hear. And my buddy said, yeah, she didn't stop. I said, that's right. And then my wife said, oh, that explains it. I said, what? She said, you didn't hear the person behind going, shh, could you be quiet? Shh. I said, no, I didn't hear any of that. She goes, oh, yeah. She was getting, must have been her. She was getting shushed like crazy.
Good for that person.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'm sitting next to her.
I'm telling you, how do you get out of that? Dan, do you know how to get out of that? I can tell you exactly how to get out of that. You know where I'm going with this,
You
right?
pass gas and get her to leave. Well, would that do it?
That might work, too.
I have no idea how to get out of that one.
If there are... okay, so let's just say, did you see any empty seats inside the pavilion once the show started?
Yeah.
I would have walked up to an usher and said, hey, I'm really sorry, but the person who's like, there are some people in our row getting high and I can't sit
there
anymore.
They weren't getting high.
Who cares? You lie at that point because you want to get away because it's driving you so crazy. You just go over there. You go, hey,
honest
man, there's
God, it
some
was
people getting
non-stop.
High in this row, man. I can't stand it. It's driving me nuts.
Nonstop.
And I just, is there any chance that I might be able to go sit in those empty seats over there?
And then Andy.
And if the people show up in the middle of the concert, I'll move again. I'll go sitting on lawn. I cannot take this lady anymore. I didn't pay money to listen to
Andy.
This lady during the concert.
And then you want it to get worse?
My next answer would have been, I would have told her to shut up. I'm sorry. I probably would have got halfway through and I've been like, you know, I kind of came here to see the show. I'd be nice. And then the next line I would be like, I didn't pay to hear your play-by-play. Ma'am, can you shut up? I probably would have done that.
I wouldn't have because I was sitting next to her and I thought, it's not worth it. But at a James Taylor concert, you know, everybody knows a lot of the songs. So people are singing along a little bit.
Yeah.
She was singing along to songs that other people weren't singing along to.
Oh, and she was getting mad at people for not singing?
No, but she's like, you know, in my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Oh, she sounded bad, too.
Oh, she was off tune. And I'm like, oh, my God, please.
Did you say a prayer for the guy she was with?
I saw James years ago at the State Theater at Playhouse Square.
Okay.
It was the best time I've ever seen him in concert. A small, intimate gathering. And it was just impeccable. And he said something that I thought, thank you. It's at State, so it's a little tight, right?
Yeah.
and people are getting up and they're, you know, they're clapping like crazy and having a great time, which is great, you know, and showing support and everything else. But they're standing and they're clapping and singing along and dancing and everything else. And he got done with the song and he goes, "Wow, thank you all for the enthusiasm. I got to tell you, when I go to a concert, I just sit there and shut up and listen." And I thought, thank you.
And what did the crowd do?
Everybody laughed.
There's something to be said for going to see a show at an intimate theater. Like Nautica. I think Nautica's, I love going to Nautica just because it's
fantastic.
Everything's so close. Like you can't, you feel, and then when the ships go through in the middle of a concert and the band recognizes them, I always think that's interesting. And, you know, I miss like the front row. Like the front row was such a, I know it's, I'm totally old for even bringing this up, but that was such a cool place to see a show. Such a cool.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. So I graduated. By the way, I graduated.
You think
from
I should have called her out, huh? That causes a whole big incident.
So there's got to be a nice way to say to her, "Can you please shut up?" There's got to be a nice, "Hey, ma'am, I'm trying to. I appreciate the questions and the commentary, but I'm hanging with my friends, and you know, it's like." And then
a song or two she wasn't interested in.
She'd start talking
the entire conversations with her guy pal, just talking about stuff.
So was she trying to have a conversation with you at all?
Only when she continually was bumping into me and you know, smashing into my leg and stuff.
Who's got the answer? So we have 3 minutes here. Give me the answer. 216-47. What should Jeff have done?
There was no answer.
Jeff, I would have asked to move seats. You don't even have to make up the lie about.
I couldn't have gotten
saying
moved,
there were people getting
moved
high.
Anywhere else. Really, there were some seats around us, but you know, it was still hurting. But man, it was in my ear all night long.
In your mind?
No, it was Carolina.
No, it was
in
her.
My mind.
Maybe her name is Carolina.
James Youngest Son was one of his background singers.
Dan, what could he have done? What would you have done in that situation?
I probably would have just tolerated it.
It's a concert.
Probably would have done
guys,
the same.
People are doing a lot of this stuff.
You're so stuck.
So here's my
people
next.
People are singing. So Jeff, you know, they're allowed. People are allowed to have a great time. And if that's how they have a great time, that's great. It didn't ruin the concert for me, but it was like, oh my
God. Well, that's the question. Concert. You're stuck. I mean,
you're not stuck.
Yes,
I don't
you
think
are.
You're stuck. You just be nice. Just
you go to a concert.
Go
you know
ask
what's
one
happen.
Of the ushers.
You know
you
what
sit
could
in an empty seat.
Happen, and it happened to me.
I feel bad for you, Jeff, and the fact that you're still dwelling on this like 12 hours after or 14 hours after the concert. I really feel bad for you because whatever you paid for those tickets, it's just she destroyed your James Taylor experience.
No, didn't destroy it.
I feel bad for you. Now we have people coming through. They want to let you know how they feel. Figures. They wanted to tell you what to do. What was the right thing to do in that situation?
Yeah, I think you're stuck.
Sam. I think I am too.
I would have done the same. You get those rowdy crowds and all that kind of stuff. Like it's.
Well, it wasn't a rowdy crowd, and she was just annoying.
I mean, it is a James Taylor concert. Let's be really honest here. It's.
I mean, most of the people are looking for the tram to take him to the parking lot.
The minute you start seeing more acoustic guitars than anything else, it's like, okay, I don't think we're going to get too rowdy here.
By the way, Lou Marini was playing sax and all woodwinds from the Blues Brothers Band.
Oh, are you serious?
Sweet He's still Lou. With us?
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, He's from like Steubenville.
Dun, 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 dun. We got a minute. Take
good
a phone call.
Him.
You got all these people who want to help you out.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't let them help him out. You are so mean.
We're up against it. We got bills to pay. Miles
Andrew
to
Brandt.
Feed. Nothing in this world's for free.
Hey,
Andy.
I want to hear what you have to say. Hang on the line through
Nothing
the break.
Nothing in
That's
this
what
world for free.
Hang
Andrew Brandt.
Is not at noon, is he?
Well, Vice 40. President, General Counsel, formerly of the Green Bay Packers, going to give us some insight onto the whole collusion finding in the NFL and everything else. Andrew, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland, wherever you get your podcasts.